Welcome to another edition of Successful Farming Podcast. I'm your host, Casey Seymour. Each month, Aaron Finnell and I track the equipment trends in the market to help you make better decisions. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
On today's podcast, Aaron Finnell and I take a look at what's going on in the planter marketplace. We also talk about how upgrade kits could impact used equipment in the next 3 to 5 years. I hope you enjoy this edition. All right, I've got Aaron Finnell back here with me on the podcast to talk about what's happening in the market. Aaron, how you doing, bud?
Terrific, sir. And yourself?
If I was any better, I couldn't stand it.
Well, there you go. Finer than frog hair.
That's right. That's right. Right?
Been looking for days. Can't find a one. It's pretty right. Fine.
Pretty fine. So I thought today we could have a discussion about what's going on in the planter market, just because we're right ahead of that time frame anyway, right? We're headed into planting season, not necessarily planter buying season, but planting season. But there's still plenty of work to be done on the planters that are out there. So I guess let's start with this first, Aaron. I guess as you look across the landscape, the number of planters that are popping up on the internet and dealer lots and those kind of things are starting to climb. So I guess as you look at that segment, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah. Through the wholesale channels of North America, there's a lot of planters showing up. Within our own region here, you know, the Great Plains demand has been good. Mm-hmm. The planters that are going are 24-row, 30-inch planters of a certain age. We've kind of been down this road. Somebody found the rest of them, you know. But as we have seen that market, there was the huge 13, 15 glut of dumping sure. those.
Yep.
Obviously, not every single one made went. And in fact, we saw where if a guy just hung on to it a couple of years, left it in the shed and sold it in 17, it was a way different story. They bounced right. way back. Because there weren't any.
Right.
You know, that was the flush of all flush. It worked. It was a lot of blood, but it did work. So then you have those planters, you know, they come back. Well, now they're 10 years old and now it's just a normal thing, you know, that they are going down the road. When you get to that size of planter and 10 years old, that's not a planter the C customer is going to write a check for or really has a need for. So I think that's probably what's fueling that the most personally. But otherwise, I think I don't see where the planter market is a sad story whatsoever. I think it's just kind of a normal market. You know, that's my thoughts.
Yeah,
steady, if you will. Maybe there's a, maybe what we're seeing with these 10-year-olds, sir, is, what some people with black frame glasses enjoy, they're short on tech.
Short on tech.
And well, it's a tech thing.
I think that goes back to our conversations that we've had in the past about you know, was it born that way or did
right.
it get, was it a precision donor? Right, yep. Type thing, right? So if you look at, I'm trying to pull this
hashtag.
Up. I'm trying to pull this up here real quick so I can talk to you intelligently. But I went and looked at the planter market the other day. I gave a presentation for the guys over at Blue Reef AgriMarket and some of their customers about what I saw happening in the marketplace. And one of the things that I think made me, you know, because the planter market is not something that I'm like going to, I don't follow the planter market like every single moment of time, like you do combines or tractors, right?
Right.
Planters have two selling cycles and they're very distinct selling cycles, right? You got that after EOP selling cycle in early late spring, early summer, and then you've got that end of the year time frame, right? You got that October through, and I guess you probably leech that into like January, but there's like October to January, and then, you know, June through August, like for planters.
Typically.
Typically, yeah.
However, I think right now there seems to be more last minute going on with every segment than we typically see. And given that some thought the last couple days in my head, I came up with the fact that perhaps the barter market was just sitting here building snow fence out of auction flyers for the last 6 months, right, waiting to see what happened, waiting for the dust to settle. And it's okay, it's go time. We didn't get anything. Where were we at? Time to attack. And that's where we're at. Personal opinion.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I could see that to some extent. So here's some interesting, here's some fun facts for you, right? 2017, there were 5,941 planters on the marketplace, right? It's tractorhouse.com. Right. And take a look at that. So back in 2014, that's how many planters were on the market. 5,941. That kind of bounced around. You know, we dropped down to about 5,100, dropped down just below 5,000 in 2019. 2020, you know, everything, the world started going crazy. Commodity prices shot up, right? We saw that deep, you know, I think corn hit $3 and then it, you know, rocket sled from there up to where it ended up in 2022, roughly. There were 3,000 planters on the marketplace, right? 2021, there were 4,161. 2020, there were 3,790. And in 2023, there were 3,612. Okay. This is why I always thought the planter market was a really healthy marketplace, right? Even with all the stuff that was going on, the planters never, you never saw a big, just go out and we're going to go buy every planter that's on the marketplace. Never saw that, right?
Right.
You didn't see, even when times were, you know, 2019, 2018, 2017, when I would consider that to be a normal marketplace, the fluctuations that you saw were well within that fluctuation period, right? But you started seeing it go down. And I think a lot of that started happening because just what you talked about, where that 2014, 2015, 2016 timeframe came through, right? All of those planters got sold at auction. Guys had a planter that they'd ran for 5, 6, 7, 10 years, however long they've done it, and they started going through and updating what they had, right? They were going back in. They were trading their 10-plus-year-old planter in on a 5-year-old planter or a 7-year-old planter or something like that, and they started looking at those things move through. You also started seeing some of these older planters getting purchased because they had upgrade kits put on, right? You started seeing some of that stuff take place. The surprising thing is how many new planters were bought in 2022, 2023 that never got delivered, right? They didn't get delivered till the spring of 23, right?
Right.
Okay. So now you're looking at 159% increase in supply from 2023 of February of 2023 of 3612 to February of 2024 of 5741. You're right back to 2017 numbers, right?
Right.
Right. So that and just shows you.
Unfortunately, that's not a bunch of 8 rows.
No, that's some big stuff. I mean, you had a lot of 24-row planters in there. You got a lot of DB stuff in there. You know, your 48-row planters. You got a lot of big planters in there.
High-priced items.
Yeah. So that
back to the current problem of it, you know, we have said this numerous times. Mm-hmm. It's not numbers anymore,
right?
It's
dollars
per item,
right? And there for a while, going through COVID and all that stuff that we saw there, when supply was what it was, the dollars were the issue, right? You weren't looking at, oh, we've got, you know, we don't have, you know, 20 planters, you know, we've got whatever, you know, you got $5 million in planters, right? That's what we would say, right? Well, now you're looking at numbers and dollars too, because the numbers have crept back up to there to where now you've got.
If we still have $5 million in planters and there's 10.
There's 10, yeah. so now you're looking at the same thing now, where you've got, you know, you think about that. The number
of think about it. Those 10 planters might have the same damn number of row units as the 20 did.
Right. So think about how much equipment got sold during this time frame. right? And we're still plus 2,000 planters in supply and gain.
Yeah, correct. Right?
So that shows you how many new planters hit the marketplace. Because that's the only thing out there that could drive up that number. Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
They didn't magically appear.
Right. And people weren't going in trading their 10-year-old planter on. Now, some of that was going on. The guy would trade his 10, 15-year-old planter, you know, 8-year-old planter on a 1 or 2-year-old planter or something like that. Obviously, that kind of stuff was happening.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't get 1 or 2-year-old planters unless you have a brand new one in the mix coming right behind it.
True.
You know what I mean? So I think as you look at this stuff, that was the biggest shocking thing to me was that. Now, if you go and look at, I mean, you'll look at a lot of different stuff and you see some similar patterns, but the two biggest ones that had the shot, and I, you know, the four pillars of used equipment, I, you know, as far as equipment go, in my opinion, are combines, row crop tractors, planters, and sprayers, right? Those are the four ones that matter, that swing the marketplace, right?
And row crop cultivators.
Right. Can in a nice, with a nice drag hair, you know, you gotta have one of those, you know what I mean? But when you look at those things and how the market's responding to these things, it's I really thought when I looked at this that there would be, and the reason I really quit watching the sale of new planters and how many that was there, because it felt like to me there was enough give and take on the upgrade side of it that was curbing this huge supply that we would see. I thought we would see a pretty stagnant number that just kind of stayed there.
Because
for every, you know, used planter that came in, there was a used buyer, but there was also a guy that was going to do his own upgrade kit. So that was going to offset the number of new ones sold. And that was going to have this pretty even kill feature back and forth, right? There wouldn't be this big, huge supply swing or anything like this. Well, obviously I was wrong because a lot of brand new stuff got sold. But also, that being said, record on-farm income at this time frame right now. So instead of me going through the hassle of rebuilding what I got,
was.
Good point, was. But now I could go jump into that planter, buy that brand new planter,
right?
Set up the way I wanted it, and I could ride that wave, and then...
And probably stroke a check for it so I don't have to worry about 8%.
Right. I think that's what you see there now. A lot of this too, this climb that we saw here, is because of 8% interest too. I think there's just not that some guys like, ooh, you know, I might, maybe it's a better time for me to look at this upgrade system that I'm looking at now for half the price of a new one type of thing and not go out and buy that used planter on the lot. I mean, I think there's got to be some of that going on out there.
Oh, I'm sure. That's a tough one for me.
Well, expand on that, sir.
I'm not a. I know, you know, I'm on the green side, and when you do a green, you know, full retrofit planter upgrade, you get a new serial number. I mean, it is just a toolbar stripped down rebuild,
right?
With all new, and you get a new serial number, but. The buyer market, and this is where I struggle with it, because if everybody was on board, what do I care? I'm selling planters. But there's gonna take, and it better hurry up, because they've been around for a few years now. There's not the it's a hard segment to sell, because at least in my experience, 70% of the guys, yeah, that's great, but it's still an old planter. No, it's not. It's all redone. Well, it's still an old planter, so it's got a new bar? Well, when has anybody ever even thought about the bar on a planter until now?
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Right. So, I'm not a fan just from that standpoint, the remarketability of whatever it is, and that, to me... I honestly feel the green solution is probably best, because it is full bore, their logos, their parts, their everything, and no third party involved, you know, whereas other makes that might not be the case. So that's just where my struggle's at. They, you know, I'm trying to I guess this is what I'm getting at. I'm trying to resell what should be the easiest one, and both in market size, numbers in the market, market share, if you will, and one whole smooth solution, and they're just there. It's an issue.
Right.
You know? And as a dealer, I think they're a bigger issue.
Yep. So I think the... That's been the million-dollar question since we started having this conversation, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like Deere system is like, oh, 2 years ago they came out with this. It's been out since 2015. You've been able to do this since 2015.
Right.
Maybe even 2014.
No, it was 15 because 15. I was at the large ag that they unleashed it.
Right. And it never went anywhere, right? There was no traction to it.
Right.
Until about 2 or 3 years ago, and then you really start seeing it happening.
It comes out, and it's like, everybody's price tag, right. Absolute shock. And then, just give the new ones a couple of years, and look how cheap that upgrade got.
Well, I mean, I think when you looked at it, I mean, because 2015 was when they released, when Deere released the 1775.
Right.
1725, you know, the 5 Series planter came out, and it was... What you really saw in that was this is when you saw the high speed stuff come through.
Right.
And the difference between, and I would say to even some extent, the precision stuff that you saw happen and then was still on the tail end of being popular, even back in then, right? 2015, there's plenty of that stuff going on. People were doing it. They were adding, you know, downforce and those kind of things. But it wasn't until the last 3 or 4 years that you really started seeing the precision upgrade portion of the thing kind of take off and run.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that. Once you saw Xactimerge become, got to have it, you know? Once you're into like 16, 17, it's got a couple of years under its belt. Now everybody wants it.
Right.
That's when SpeedTube really kind of took off too.
Right.
So, you know, because leading up to there, I mean, I can remember when I came on the green side in 7, I think it was like 8 or 9 that, you know, E-sets and Bullseye seed tubes and all that stuff started showing up. And then all the way to they have their own planter row unit. So,
right. Yeah. So that's the other side of it too. So I think when you start looking at it from how do you value a machine that's been upgraded, right? So we've had this debate a million times about when you're looking at it from the Deere side, here's how I always look at it. When I was a used equipment guy, when guys would ask me that question, I look at it from, I look at it like a 5-year-old planter, right? If you put brand new row units on everything in the bar, what's that value comparatively to what a new one is, like a brand new one off the shelf out of the factory, right? To me, I look at it like a 3 to 5-year-old planter, and that's how I always kind of judged what it was and what it wasn't, because you have to take the bar into consideration, right? I'm not saying that you have to discount anything because of this, that, or other thing, but there's that. It's not brand new, but it's not used, right? It's like in this gray Netherland area, you know, of this tweenerness of just what's going on. And it's not cut and dry, right? You can't count. It's not new, but it's not totally used. What is it?
Right.
And I think that's what's difficult here. So I think, but like you said, on the Deere side, I think there's a little more, how do you put it? There's a little more, it's not so gray, right? It's, you're getting closer to either.
Right. I mean,
it's been reprogrammed, right?
Yeah. You literally as a dealer have a check mark or a list. You have to do blah, blah, blah. You have to check this on the bar and that, like the bar has to qualify.
Right.
I can't just show up with a 12 row go dig bar and say, here, make my planter.
Right. Yeah. Right. Find an I-beam out back. Just hook them onto that.
Right. Right. We put some hitch on the front and we're ready to roll.
Yeah.
But so yeah, there, of any system out there, I think theirs is head and shoulders, no competition as far as doing that. But your buyer market isn't there or needs educated or something, because it is struggle bus.
Yeah. And I mean,
the biggest I have had an upgrade, a 17, these are 16 row 30 CCS planters. Okay. Stack folds, mm-hmm. High plane special. Okay. One of them, 1720, like a 12, one season on all redone, 3,000 acres on it.
Right.
A 1725 CCS beside it, like a 16, 14,000 acres, more money. 3 out of 4 times the guy took the 5. And it was always, I get it, but there's always that but.
Right. And I think, well, that's going to kind of go back to, so.
And if you have time to do, you know, like an hour and a half planter clinic real quick while you're trying to sell a planter, then right. It works great. But.
Right. Yeah.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Okay, so now you've had, up until this point, when you look at precision upgrades that got put onto a planter, and you'd see those things get sold off at Big Iron, those kind of places, they were, I mean, 25 cents on the dollar when they went back through that stuff, right? So now it's going to be interesting to watch and see what happens with what Precision's done with their Cornerstone system, right? That's that. It's a complete row unit, just like Deere system, complete row unit. Now, with the manufacturers associated with that case, I mean, everybody else, right?
Right.
Everybody else that's not John Deere, right? So,
do you start
seeing a new, hey, this one's been upgraded, and we're gonna put a serial plate on this, a precision serial plate on this now that's been completely overdone, redone, and put back in. What's that look like? I don't know.
That was a Freudian slip, folks.
But I think that to me is, I think the game is kind of going to change a little bit from the perspective of how do you go about doing that and how do you make it make sense? Like there's got to be some kind of a similar checkoff system that you're in like you talked about with the Deere side of it.
Oh yeah.
On that side of it too, where now you're not just putting parts on there anymore. Now you're hanging actual grow units and redoing harnesses and all that stuff that's associated with all that. And
right.
You're plugging it in and going, and what has that happen? How are you certifying that this is ready to go? Right. Because beforehand, you never had to have anything like that. You know, guys are building these things in welding shops and they're doing different stuff that they're doing. You know, there's a group of guys out there that are building, you know, 10 or 15 of these a year.
Right.
And the precision planter type deal. And they're just building where they could build them. And I'm not saying that they're doing anything like it's not what they're doing. It's not, you know, up to par or anything, but I think this changes things a little bit different because you're not just doing parts now, right? You're doing a complete row unit. And I think that's going to change. It has to change how people view it. I think in some facet.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, something that I've kind of wondered myself, back to educating that buyer for that traded in but upgraded planner, that the buyer, maybe it's not so much education of what it actually is, it's where is he? Because think about it for a second. You got, you know, your early adopters, your influencers, blah blah blah. The new planner is loaded with tech. Okay. Your new buyer buys that. your A minus guy, whatever, buys that trade. Well, and he probably buys that within a 5-year window. Okay. Right. Rolling them every within that 5-year window. Well, okay. So you got your, say, 2-3-year old that the second guy is trading in. That's why you're not moving your upgrade planner, because this one is the same thing and it's supposed to be, you know what I mean? Born that way, to use our words. This one was born right. That way.
Right.
So I'm going this route.
Yeah. And I think you could see, I could see that to some extent, where you have a guy that's going, you know, hey.
So I think there's, not to step on you there, Case. Mm-hmm. What I think it is, I think there's just, we're missing the guy, because then you go from, and that's where those planners that are landing on wholesale fall right into this gap. Then you jump from that third planner mm-hmm. to a 17, 20, 12 row stacker. You know, I'm talking within our market. So
right.
a 17, yeah. 70, 12 row, an 06, you know, that's mm-hmm. there's a gap.
Yeah.
Those, I think the 10-year olds and the added tech, I'm going to put those two together in planter land right now, are sitting around going, where's the party?
Right.
Where's everybody at?
I think when
pick
I'm
me,
looking
pick
at
me,
well, so I think the thing about this that I think is worth the debate is, okay, educating the customer, like you talked about, right? It's supposed to be that way and is that way. Right.
Right.
I don't think anyone doubts that the row unit's the exact same. I don't think anybody doubts that, right? I think where the doubt comes into play, in my opinion, is, well, if I'm gonna spend north of $200,000 or $250,000 or $300,000 on a used planter, right? Why wouldn't I just get the one that's already that way,
right? Right.
And I think there's some of that that's playing into that. Now, will
from
that
the, from the boots on the ground, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
that's what you fight
now. As things continue,
even when you point out, okay, great, and that one's a 16, mm-hmm. and this one's a 14, but mm-hmm. guess what? This 14 literally has 3,000 acres on it.
Right.
That one's got 15.
Right.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. Well, I think also, too, as this will be interesting to watch as well, as these upgraded machines start coming back in and they're, you know, the one that's, you know, you put them right next to each other. This was upgraded in 2017, and this one was a 2017 from the factory, right?
Right.
You put them next to each other. This one is whatever. Let's just say this one's a $200,000 planter, and this one's a $175,000 or $150,000 planter, whatever numbers are. If there's just enough difference in there with interest rates the way they are, and then the way that we're seeing, you know, on-farm income come, those kind of things, and guys are looking at upgrading their stuff, that also brings the conversation in too. Is like, okay, so if I can buy this one over here for $175,000, this is the one that's been upgraded, but it's you used upgraded, or this other used born this way, 24 row, 30 inch planter, whatever, you know. But for $150,000, I can do the same thing to my planter and my shed. And then I know what I have.
Yeah.
Because so now you have like these three, you have four options now.
Right.
Of machines out there. And how are, as a customer, how are you going to go through and make that decision as what's right for your business, right? You've got the new one, obviously. You got that option. You got the used from the factory that way. You got the one that got upgraded that way.
Right.
Now you've got the one sitting in your shed. You're looking at it going, what do I do here? I mean, which option is the best? Do I do the one over here for me in my shed because I know what's going on there? I can... Now I have a planner that I'm going to go use for the next 5 years or whatever before right. I have to go do something. Or do I'm going to go out and buy a used one and then recon it and do everything else to it to make it the way I want it and those kind of things. Or am I going to go get the new one? I mean, there's so many options now in planners that it's not cut and dry anymore. Like,
as a buyer, as the buyer, the producer, there's only one way I would look at that. And what's my return going to be? Because your cheapest entry is by far your lowest return. So
true to some extent. I mean, but it also depends on what's your, at what what is your motivation right there, right? So is your, as a motivating factor, are you the guy that's sitting there looking at this like, hey, this is the last new planner I'm ever going to buy?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm saying like, I'm not talking about the guy getting ready to retire. I'm talking like, hey, if I'm, is this the last new planner I buy because I'm going to upgrade it with the new technology when it comes and I'm not going to go get the new one off the shelf. I'm just going to buy the row units and the whatever fertilizer system and the this, that, and the other things that, that make it the new planner again for a reduced amount of cost? Or do you have the mentality of every 3 or 5 years, I'm going to get a new planner? And I think those are the but then at that point is like, are you getting a new planner that's new to you, or a new planner that's new off the shelf? Are you getting one that somebody upgraded because now you're going to take your step from where you're at technology wise to the next step? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, there's so many.
I'm on the podcast with you and I'm lost now. And you haven't said nothing that's not true and in front of the buyer all the time.
Yeah.
That's just how funny it is that, what do you want to do?
Right.
We can do whatever you want to do with that planner. What do you want to do?
Right. And I think now it just comes down to.
And maybe real quick, mm-hmm. to your point, that's what is kind of a unique window for the, it's my planner, I'm going to rebuild it choice, mm-hmm. for that one simple choice. 10, 15 years ago, when dealers decided, oh man, we cannot keep giving guys new money for these attachments because the next guy doesn't want them.
Yeah.
He literally wants us to take it off before the planter leaves the yard. It doesn't have value in that realm. A guy can have all the special stuff he wants on that planter, not have to change it, not have to redo it because he traded planters. He puts on the backside and away we go.
Right.
So that, from that avenue, great. Because then you ran your Surefire pump for 5 years. If you didn't get enough out of it, throw her on Big Irene and away we go.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we're at. And yeah, that might be, at least in my mind, that's the number one guy for that.
Yeah.
I've got this thing so specialized and so unique that if I trade, great, but then I got to spend another $100 to buy all this other stuff, or I can just go buy, I can make my planner new, leave that alone, and here we are.
Right. So I think it will be very interesting to watch. All right, so prediction time, right? So it's going to be interesting to watch how this thing works out. Right?
Crystal ball.
I think when you have the number of row units that are going to be, because I think planners are going to go away from, I mean, people already count row units now, but it's going to be like, you know, I've got a DB120 with, you know, however many row units that depend on your spacing and whatever, right? 48 rows or whatever it is you got, right? When's the first time that you see that update kit come through and the, you know, 5 years ago was the last time there was a big, huge leap in planter technology, right? So now we've got these 5-year-old row units out there, and they start hitting the auction market as a, or they just start showing up on dealers' websites. Says we have 24 row units available for sale on this nice pallet. Here's all the harnesses and everything, and it's been sitting outside, and it's a good time. Everything's good.
I didn't sign up for that 30 years ago, first of all.
Nobody told
that little iron geek, hey, you should be a machinery salesman. Oh, by the way, everything's going to be components in 30 years.
So isn't like a 2-year away thing. I think this is more like a 5 to 7 year away thing that make a difference in how that looks. Because I think
for once don't disagree with you.
Because I think that's when the next wave of, okay, I got to upgrade my planner is going to be. And what's my decision going to be? Am I trading in my used upgrade one for a new one? Or am I doing this? Or am I just going to take my row units, describe everything that it is, put it on Big Iron or Auction Time or whatever. And if I get.
How are you going to trade for row units, man?
Well, that's.
You have a hard enough. Yeah. We just spent 10 minutes talking about how hard it is to trade four of those row units when they're attached to a bar.
I know.
Now you want to trade them by themselves.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's going to be a thing.
No, I know. I know.
Right? That's going to happen. I can promise you right now, there's somebody going like, well, I'll just take the ones I got. I'll trade. They got to be worth half as much as I paid for them.
Right.
I mean, that's someone's thinking that, right? I'd think that if I was me, you know?
Hey, maybe. You got to think too, okay? I'm going to throw myself under the bus here. You have a segment of the population who just loves to buy stuff at auction because,
right.
You get auction fever, hand raised.
Oh, yeah.
Or B, by God, we're going to save a nickel, okay? Right. And then those two get together and there's no stopping that person.
Right.
So there are plenty of guys out there, Casey, maybe a part-time guy, maybe whatever, that's got a 1720, that's a 1700, a 7300, a 72. Guess what? It's got a 7x7 bar on it. There's your 5 series row units on Big Iron next week. And he made his 7300 an ME5
mm-hmm.
by just buying the row units. So
right.
There you go. That's a segment. Yep. That's how they flush themselves out. Now, I don't see where the dealer has the time or skin to give to that game to be in that game, but don't know.
We don't. Yeah, you don't know. So
I do know if you buy a mower at Walmart, they don't take trades, and people keep buying mowers there. So something.
Yeah, they do take them back though after you've used them an entire season.
This has a hole in the block.
I know. I don't know what happened. It's crazy. Still under warranty, right? So I mean, this whole conversation we just had, we've figured out five different things that you knew with the planner now.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there's going to be...
Wait till tomorrow. There might be seven.
A whole other mix and match thing you can do. You know what I mean? So it's...
Good thing we're coming to the end of indoor farm show season. There won't be nothing else. Shouldn't be anything else show up real quick.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. So
we used to, no less than like 3 years ago, it was... scratch your head to the just sheer amount of attachments.
Oh yeah.
And now that's, you don't even hear guys talk about the attachments anymore.
Right.
It's the 3/4 of the planner.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at, man.
Yep. It's been the planner thing is, and I think we're just getting ready to see how dynamic it can be.
Every once in a while, just shut that monitor off, grab that steering wheel and see if you can still do it. Just everybody just do that once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gauge off that fence road way down there.
Yeah. Yeah. So good times. So, I mean, I guess long story short, I think there's been an amazing amount of stuff for planner that's going to come down. That's going to change the way you look at how the business of a planner, right? Like the
planners are going to change the way everything else is done.
Oh, I think so too. Yeah, 100%. Because you're seeing the same thing.
You're the man who loves, loves, loves the upgrade, and that's already started on combines, sprayers, everything. So
yeah, and the sprayer thing—that's another one. That's
once we get to where it's a powertrain swap and everything's on rails like an old Big Bud, then I'm a little bit excited.
Right. That's right. Okay. Probably a good place to stop, man. If folks want to reach out to Aaron, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I tell you what, seems to be effective. I've had a few guys reach out via text, 308-760-1193. Shoot me a text, and if you want to talk, just let me know that. We can set up a discussion, what have you. That's really by far the number one. I'm pretty active on Twitter by my name, at Aaron Fintel. Also on Facebook. With right just on. My name, nothing clever.
Right on. Okay. You can find me Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Moving Iron LLC. You can go to my YouTube channel, which is at Moving Iron Podcast YouTube channel. You can go to TikTok and Snapchat, which at Moving Iron Podcast. You can check me out there. You can send me a text message or call me if you want to at 308-225-3305. And you can hook me up there, or you can send me an email at movingironpodcast@movingironpodcast.com. If you got any questions about anything that pops up in your head, you want me and Aaron to discuss it on the next Successful Farming Podcast, let me know. We'll definitely debate that. So Aaron, hey, it's good talking with you, man. We'll catch you again next time.
Absolutely.
That will do it for this edition of the Successful Farming Podcast. You can find more information about this topic and other machinery reports at agriculture.com. Also, be sure to listen to my podcast, the Moving Iron Podcast, anywhere you can find podcasts. So for Successful Farming, I'm Casey Seymour with Aaron Fennell. Out.